Sapiana's teachings as you listen. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit of God, Lord Jesus, take us to your higher realms. Let your mind be revealed unto us through the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, minister to your people. Give us rhema out of the Logos. Reveal the deep things of Christ to us, that we may know more, that we may have the knowledge of Christ in us, and the light of Jesus shall shine forth into our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Welcome to Thoughts Part 2. If you have not listened to Part 1, please do yourself a favor. Go and download Part 1 of this teaching, Thoughts Part 1. Go and download it. You can search on Google Thoughts Part 1 by Pastor Pureheart. It's on YouTube. Is on other sites. You can search through Google and it will direct you to sites where you can download it. God bless you. On Part 1, we talked about thought. Part 1, the subtopic of Part 1 is the thought of God for humanity. There the Holy Spirit opened our eyes on the thought of God upon our life. So on this Part 2 today, the Holy Spirit will be ministering to us on the subtopic of this Part 2, the thought of man. The thought of man. Every man has a thought. Every human being has a thought. Even you listening to me, you have your own thoughts. What is thought? Thought is your thinking. Thought is your imagination. Some people are always lost in their imaginations. Some people are lost in their thinking. You see some people as they are walking on the road, you greet them, they can't respond immediately until you shout their name. They will be rattled and they will respond. And you say, oh, sorry, I didn't hear when you are greeting me or you are calling me, because they are lost in their thoughts. That thought may be good, that thought may be bad. But today the Holy Spirit is going to take us deeper for us to understand how we can be able to channel our thoughts or deep in our thoughts as human into the thoughts of God, so we can be able to be prosperous, we can be able to succeed, we can be able to move ahead, we can be able to do great things in our life in the name of Jesus. The thought of man. Can we see Genesis chapter 6 verse 5? And he said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination — I want you to underline that word — every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The thought of man is always overcrowded with evil. Man always think evil in his heart. After Adam, the thought of man was changed. Devil stole the good thought of man. When Eve was convinced by the snake in the garden, the thought of man, the thinking pattern, the thought pattern of man was changed. What the devil stole from man is his thought pattern. The devil didn't only make the man to see that he was naked. That was not the initial plan. The initial plan of the devil is what? To change the thought pattern of man. And your thought pattern is everything in your life. I just want you to know that the thought pattern of your life carries you. It helps your destiny. It helps your plan. It helps your business. It helps your marriage. It helps everything concerned. In fact, your thought pattern is your life. Is your life. Your thought pattern is your character. Your thought pattern is your behavior. Your thought pattern is how you respond to the things of life. Your thought pattern is how you see life. Is how you respond to the things that happens in your environment. That is why we need to protect our thought pattern from our environment. Many people, their thought pattern has been changed because of their environment. That is why people, earthly people, call it culture. That culture, named culture, is the thought pattern of people, the belief of people. An Hausa man has his own thought pattern. A Yoruba man has his own thought pattern. An Igbo man has his own thought pattern. And a German has his own thought pattern. The way they see life and not the way the other tribes see life, that is the effect of environment over their thought pattern, over their life. And when your thought pattern is changed, you begin to observe it as a culture. You begin to observe it as a belief. It becomes your character, it becomes your behavior, it becomes your attitude towards life and people around you. That is why people marry wives and at the end of the day they end up fighting every day, because their thought pattern has been polluted. I know of a couple that came to me and I was able to counsel them. They were having issues in their marriage, and when I began to counsel them, Holy Spirit began to reveal to me their thought patterns. The thought pattern of a man is that he sees the woman as a slave, and the woman, her thought pattern is that she sees the husband as a cheater, that she cheats on her. You see their thought pattern, because it depends on the background they are coming from. The young man, the father treated their mother as a slave, as a servant in his father's house. Then the woman came from a family where the mother never trusted the father because he sees his father as a chief. So they carried those thought patterns into their marriage, and their marriage have been having problems. I pray for you. I don't know the thought pattern you came into your marriage with. I declare the Lord God is reshaping. Holy Spirit is renewing, is giving you deliverance on your thought pattern in the mighty name of Jesus. When your thought pattern is being rescued, you will never have issues in your marriage, you never have issues in your ministry, you never have issues in your life. I pray for you, the Lord is changing your thought pattern in the mighty name of Jesus. Man thinketh evil continually, and when man are thinking evil, they think they are wise. The evil man thinketh in his heart is the wiseness of men, the wiseness they see. They think, oh, I am wise, I am smart. You see somebody duping another person, he said, oh, you are a smart guy. That is an evil thought pattern. That is an evil thought pattern. People devises evil in their heart. In Job chapter 21 verse 27, he said, behold, I know your thoughts and devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. That imagine, the enemy will always imagine, your enemies will imagine, they will imagine your downfall. And mind you, sometimes the imaginations and the thoughts of the enemy, when you don't pray, when you don't stand in a gap to resist it, when you don't have the right mind, the rightful thought and right thinking pattern of God in your life, they prevail against you. Why? Because their thought and imagination is what that proceeds and manifests in people's life. I pray for you. Any thought of the enemy against your life is destroyed, against your marriage, against your business, against your prosperity, is destroyed by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to tell you, if you have been having a bad thoughts, bad thinking, bad imaginations against somebody else, against your friend, against your brother or sister, against your wife or your husband, I want to advise you this morning, stop it today. Change your thought pattern. Begin to have good thoughts for people. Because when you have good thoughts for people, the thought of God for your life will begin to manifest. The Bible said, God said, I have a good thought for you, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a spirit. So God will never have a bad thought for you. Is that not thought of evil, but to give you a spirit? So if God will have a good thought for you, you have to have a good thought and a good thinking pattern for your neighbor, for people around you, for your friends. It is bad thought pattern that makes somebody to be jealous when his or her friend or the sibling or anybody around you or your neighbor is prospering, you begin to jealous, and from that jealousy you give your heart to jealousy, and from that jealousy you begin to have a bad pattern over your life. I pray for you. God is changing your pattern, your thought pattern this morning in the name of Jesus. Create a new heart. David said, oh God, create a new heart for me that I will be able to worship you. Create a new heart. Creating a new heart, creating a new pattern, a new thought pattern for your life. I pray God is creating a new thought pattern through this teaching this morning. God is creating a new thought pattern for you in the name of Jesus. If you study in Job chapter 17 verse 11, he said, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thought of my heart. Why are they broken? Why the purpose of his life was broken? Is because his thought pattern is not aright. Job thought that it was God that was fashioning fashioning those temptations he was going through, but he never knew it was the devil. And after 9 months, Job realized that this temptation was not coming from God. He stood up and said, God, restore me all I have lost. And God restored him. Then you begin to have a good thought pattern that God will never abandon you. God will never turn his back. There are people that when you see them, they are facing challenges. They say, oh God, why have you abandoned me? Oh God, why have you forsaken me? God can never forsake you. It is when you have the right thought pattern that God is with you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel means God with us. God in our present situation. God with us in every day. Even when you are sleeping, God is with you. Emmanuel, God with us. That is what Emmanuel means. The name of Jesus, Emmanuel. So when you have that thought pattern that God is with you and God cannot forsake you, that is when God begins to manifest in that situation. That's when God begins to prefer solution to your problem, to your challenge, to that challenge in your business, to that challenge in your working place, to that challenge in your career, in your academics, to that challenge in your marriage, to that challenge in your family. When you have a good thought pattern and you say, I know God is able and capable to be exceedingly above all I can ask or imagine or think of, in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. That is when God's capacity and ability begins to come in play, comes to manifestation in your life. And I pray for you today. God is removing the thought pattern of man and is placing his own thought pattern into your life. The God's purpose in the beginning is for man to have his own thought pattern. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, he said, come, let us create man in our own image and likeness. In a translation of another translation of that verse 27, let's create man in our own image and likeness, means let's create man in our own thought pattern. For you to think like God, for you to move like God, for you to see like God, for you to be able to express yourself like God. As the Bible said in Psalm 82 that says, you are gods on earth. So you think like a God, you think like a God. You don't think just like an ordinary man. You think like a God. God's purpose is for you to think like him and not just to think on your own human thoughts. Do not lean on your own understanding. That will Proverbs say, do not lean on your own understanding. So leaning on your own understanding is leaning on human thoughts, which can never take you anywhere. I pray for you from today, your thought pattern has been changed. I declare you will begin to see the way God sees your life, the way God sees things, the way God sees things. I command your spiritual eyes is open in the mighty name of Jesus. When Elijah was praying, when the armies of Philistines surrounded him with their shadows, with their war horses, and the servant said, oh master, we are finished. And Elijah prayed upon the servant. He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant. And immediately the eyes of the servant was opened, and the servant began to rejoice. He said, oh, look at all the shadows of fire that is surrounding us. And he was happy because his eyes had been opened. His thought pattern has been changed. I pray for you. I declare that your thought pattern has been changed this morning. You are prospering. You are excelling. You are doing great things in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. See you on Thought Pattern Part 3 in Jesus' name. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed through this teaching by Pastor Pureheart. Thank you for listening. Join us again. Remain blessed.